This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed budget includes millions for police officers who will never be hired. A WBEZ analysis shows Johnson is the latest in a line of mayors who have set aside funds for police positions they have no chance of filling. The mayor's budget for next year includes more than 1,000 positions beyond the nearly 12,000 officers employed by CPD today. The money for those ghost cops is destined to actually be spent on other things. Deborah Witzberg is Chicago's Inspector General.
There's certainly a transparency problem whenever we are spending money on something different than what we are saying it's budgeted for.
Some public health advocates are behind a proposed amendment that would shift funds from those police vacancies to things like youth jobs and guaranteed income. A top Chicago public school official is recommending that the school district keep open 5 of 7 charter schools slated for closure. The Acero Charter School Network announced that it will close 7 of its 15 campuses. CPS's Alfonso Carmona told board members yesterday that in the past, the school district just allowed other charters to shutter schools and then absorbed the students. But he thinks it should take a different course now.
At the end of the day, when we think about what the parents, the teachers, families have come to speak to the board, to speak to us, what we have heard from the families is that we should not close these campuses.
Carmona said he thinks Acero could keep 5 of the 7 open next year without CPS giving them extra money. He said the board would then have to decide what to do beyond that. A new report shows Illinois' state worker pension systems are still woefully underfunded, but they're getting better. The state's carrying around $144 billion in unfunded pension liabilities as of June 30th, when the last fiscal year ended. That's the second highest total ever. But the overall pension funding ratio is getting better due in part to a new, less expensive tier of benefits that went into effect for new employees in 2011, called Tier 2. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says the state has 46% of what it needs to fully fund retiree benefits, up from about 38% less than 10 years ago. It's unclear whether that is going to continue because lawmakers might sweeten Tier 2 benefits to at least bring them in line with federal requirements. The pension systems under current law need to be 90% funded by 2045. A groundbreaking new facility dedicated to quantum computing research is coming to Chicago. The National Quantum Algorithm Center aims to advance the software that goes into quantum hardware. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, in recent months, has been focused on building up the state's quantum computing infrastructure. He says bringing this tech to Illinois is vital.
The work that will take place at the National Quantum Algorithm Center and across the Illinois quantum infrastructure will help us wrestle with the most pressing questions of the day in climate change, in national security, healthcare, and beyond.
This past summer, Pritzker approved a state budget setting aside $500 million for quantum investments. In other news, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is planning to delay a vote on his 2025 budget proposal. City Council is expected to decide today on the plan, which relies on a $68.5 million property tax increase. The proposal has faced stiff headwinds from older people, even some of the mayor's allies, as Johnson has worked to close a nearly billion-dollar deficit for next year. The council must pass a budget by December 31st. A new study suggests ways to make Cook County's complicated property tax system more fair. A big theme is the conflict between the assessor and the Board of Review. These two county agencies help determine how much money businesses and residents pay in property taxes. But researchers say these offices do not share data well, and that leads to wild fluctuations in how much everyone pays. The offices have agreed to better collaborate and implement recommendations in the study. Today's weather, there's going to be a mix of clouds and sun, and we're expecting the high to reach 29 degrees. Then tomorrow, the high should jump up to about 40, and we're expecting cloudy skies and occasional rain in the afternoon. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Have a great weekend.